All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let's continue. So we're up to page Ayin Dalid, the last paragraph. So remember again, the Piagetna speaking about how we can successfully awaken the soul. How can we awaken the neshama? How can we awaken the soul in order to be able to ensure that when we do in fact engage in spiritual activity, it's inspirational. Remember again, we're highlighting over here the great challenge of engaging in mitzvos and spiritual activity, but yet still feeling uninspired. So the Piagetna says that's a result, ultimately, of what? That's a result of the fact that my soul is not awake. If the soul is sleeping, if the soul is dormant, then even if a person is learning Torah, engaging in mitzvos, doing other ma'asim tovim, he will not feel inspired. Therefore, the goal, says the Piagetna, is to wake up the neshama. So, and again, we're dealing now with strategies to wake up the neshama. So strategy number one was, speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Speak about God. Speak about the greatness of God. Speak about the oneness of God. The next strategy, the Piagetna said, is daven. Is daven. And he says, the problem is that when a person davens, often he thinks that davening is all about petitioning God for our requests. I need this, I need this, I need this, I need this. Without recognizing that in reality, davening is very much about speaking about the great, speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember again, we saw the mashal yesterday of the princess who cries out to the king saves her. There's that connection, there's that dialogical connection that ultimately links the king and the princess. The king being HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the princess being the neshama. And therefore again, the Piagetna even went so far to say that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu even brings challenges upon us only in order to get us to daven. Now, we'll say, now what does that mean? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows we need the connection with Him. We need the tefillah connection with Him. But He also knows that the nature of mankind is that we really only daven and connect with intensity when we need something or there's some type of crisis. So sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu manufactures the crisis in order to be able to get us to connect. So last paragraph, Ayin Dalit. He says, V'lo b'tfilah shel chiyuv shachris mincha va'arvis bilvat. And when I say, talk about davening, says the Piagetna, I don't just mean about the obligatory tfilos of shachris mincha ma'arv. Rak gam b'chol hayom, tishtada lahamtzi l'cha izez man panoi. Every day, find for yourself some free time. Also, this goes back to our Gan Ha'emuna days. Shevo tasiach im Hashem b'tfilah u'b'shira, ובכל אשר תשרג על יוסר בשיח הנפש, ישרח יקליפך, רוחך יסנסה, ונפשך תשכרת יוסר להשם. So this is an incredibly important episode. So says the Piagetna, when we speak about davening and connection through dialogue, that is not just accomplished through the formal system of prayers, right? That's not just accomplished through Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv, but rather, again, every single day a person has to set aside time to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to speak to God, to converse with God. And the more I converse with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more I just engage in simple dialogue, says the Piagetna, Yisrachich Lipcha, my heart will become softened, Ruchacha Yisnase, my spirit will become lifted, and my soul will come closer to God. I will say, remember again, this is not unique. This is not unique over here to our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is life, right? This is life in general. In order to build relationships, you have to have conversation. In order to build relationships, there has to be a dialogue. So the Piagetna says, the more I talk to God, both formally, quote-unquote, in organized tefillah, and informally, the more my soul is awakened. Dialogue awakens the neshama. He goes on. Aval le'orer es nafshicha, shetedaber la'ashem, tucha rak, intechazik es machshavtecha haniskeres le'el, bemunoscha, shashem melo kala aretz kivod. But remember, again, I will say, remember, as you mentioned just a few moments ago, in the Piagetna's model, the first step in going ahead and awakening your soul was talking about God. Now, what's the goal or what's the purpose of talking about God? That reinforces my emunah. So when I speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, His greatness, His oneness, his centrality in this universe, that bolsters my emuna. The Piagetsna says, in order for step number two to become effective, you need step number one. In other words, tefillah awakens the soul when a person is filled with an incredible sense of emuna. When I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I believe that He is Melo Kol Ha'aretz Kivodo, that He is anything and everything, then when I daven, I understand who I'm davening to, and then that tefillah experience in fact awakens my soul. Va'avim ato incha roa oso, kibo b'kdushaso ato amed, lo machshava achos yatsasa yidei chavas chavaza, and understand that just thinking one thought about this will not satisfy my obligation. Rak kichol shetichbol v'tasmid lachshov v'machshava chazaka, top of Ayin Hei, esinyani ha'emuna, yoser yeka l'cha l'orer es nafshecha, shetedaber l'Hashem ha'omid l'fanecha. So it's actually quite amazing. So it says the Piagetsna, emuna, he's kind of jumping back and forth between steps one and two. True emuna doesn't just come from a couple of minutes of thought. True emuna comes from sustained thought, sustained cogitation, right? Constantly thinking about the oneness, the greatness, the centrality of the Ribono Shel Olam. And then again, after reinforcing those thoughts more and more often, I come to a sense of emuna. A person who comes to tefillah with a sense of emuna ultimately has a different appreciation for tefillah. If I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really Melo Kol Ha'aretz Kivodo, He's everything, He's everything, then when I dive into Him, not only am I simply fulfilling an obligation, I feel privileged. They both say, part of the reason why so many of us struggle with davening, and I will say, when I say struggle with davening, it's like we don't really have a full appreciation of what we're doing, is because we don't really understand who we're talking to. That's part of it. And we don't understand that saying the pages on the word, I will say, that satisfies the halachic obligation, but that doesn't satisfy the tefillah obligation. A person could daven for an hour and a half and accomplish nothing, and a person could daven for 3 minutes and accomplish a lot. Everything depends ultimately, again, on where my kavanas are, where my machshavas are. Do I understand to whom I am davening? And says the Piagetsna, all of this together awakens the soul. Cultivate a sense of emuna by talking about God. Cultivate a profound tefillah experience by talking to God. And these things together ultimately awaken the soul. Why am I awakening the soul, Rabbi Osai? Why? Perfectly happy with my soul asleep. Why am I awakening the soul? Because I want to feel inspired. And you cannot feel inspired if your soul is asleep, right? Oh, I want to feel inspired when I learn Torah. I want to feel inspired when I give tzedakah. I want to feel inspired when I do chesed. The only way to do that is if the soul is awake. Two steps to awakening the soul. Step one, emuna. Step two, tefillah. Vim od yikshelecha. Letzayir la'atzmecha icha ta'omi lifnei Hashem. So it says the Piagetsna, maybe you're still having difficulty visualizing, how is it that I am standing before God? V'nafshecha tispael v'tislahev b'tfila ba'oda lefana v'isparach asher kvoda mali olam mipnei sheba'olam gashmi atanimtza. So maybe you say to yourself, listen, I have a bigger problem, which is I have difficulty imagining this Melo Kol Ha'aretz Kivodo God for one simple reason. I am a baser v'dam. Right? I am a gashmi. I am a physical, material being. For me to go ahead and envision something celestial, spiritual, it's difficult for me to do it. So it says the Piagetsna, I have an etzah for you as well. Habet no hashamayma v'hizboni. Look at the heavens and contemplate. Amitzis machshav techa v'chashov. So you know what, actually, we'll stop over here. With this, we'll pick up in Emir Hashem. We're going to pick up again. No, I'm sorry. I'm leaving you on a cliffhanger. But we're going to have time for the Parsha of Art also. But, again, we're ending off over here. The Piagetsna is framing this magnificent model, but then he's also going to accept, I will say, you'll notice again, part of the beauty of this Sefer, the incredible profundity of this Sefer, is how much the Piagetsna was in touch with day-to-day, like, human reality. Understanding that I'm describing very beautiful, lofty ideas, and the Piagetsna says, you're reading it, and you're saying to yourself, wow, Piazetsna, I'm so happy for you that you're on this level. To be honest, I understand the words, but I have no idea what you're talking about. I understand the emunah you're describing, not going to get there. I understand the tefillah that you're describing, don't think I'm going to get there. To which the Piazetsna is then going to tell us, yes, you will. And let me show you how, and here it says something to be continued.